theme song. XSplit seems to be working. Gamers in, Twitch chat. Let's do this.
Rock it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me as always, kind of, is my co-host, Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Kind of.
Your video is black again.
Oh. Just imagine me as if I... You know what? We'll just cut a portion of last week's video and throw it over it, and it'll be like listening to a Beatles album backwards. It just lines up perfectly.
Yeah. How are you doing? I'm sorry, I'm totally not paying attention to you at all. Troubleshooting is so much fun, guys. I'm a huge, huge fan. Just quickly before we really jump into the show, chat room, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Wait, can you not hear me?
Oh, okay, so the chat room says that it was on their end, that they had muted the sound, so for a second I thought that it was sound issues, but no. Okay, so... basically, it's just, we can hear both of us. That's awesome. So, I don't know when Skype is going to decide to play nice. I've been paying for Skype for about 2 months now. I am really, really angry right now that the video's not working, and... Oh, Ryan's back! Okay, so...
I'll just keep turning my camera off and on just to refresh it.
Oh my god, yeah. So, anyways, I am so mad at Skype and Microsoft, and I am gonna cancel my premium Skype because I swear to god, it sucks balls. So, anyways, Ryan,
it's coming.
We have something to give away to the chat room.
We do, and it's not, and it, guess what? It's a premium subscription to Skype. You're welcome. No, I'm just joking.
Just, it is not actually.
Yeah.
We have Batman Arkham City, the Game of the Year edition to throw into, well, not actually throw into the chat room, but that we are going to give away to someone in the chat room. So, chat room, if you want your copy of Batman Arkham City Game of the Year edition through Steam, it is a Steam copy, guys. It's a Steam copy. Throw it into the chat and say, I want me some Batman. And we'll give that away after we get through what we're playing. So, Ryan, what are you playing?
I got a funny story about Animal Crossing and how it feels more like work rather than play. As I've mentioned on the show before, I like to play my 3DS on lunch breaks, go find a quiet bench under a tree by the water and just relax and try to forget about emails and everything, you know, just, yeah, breathe. But for some reason, Animal Crossing's turned into, like, my second job. Because every day I go in there, it's like, all right, I gotta check turnip prices, because I've got, like, 100K in turnips, and if I don't get anything by Sunday, they're gonna rot, so I'm freaking out. And then I gotta run around and collect all the fruit and sell that. And then by the end of it, it's like, well, lunch break over, you just spent your entire day running around like a madman trying to sell cherries and apples and peaches, oh my. And I was just thinking, like, every time I talk about Animal Crossing... It's like I'm convincing you not to play it. I swear, it's addicting. But all these games are like this, right?
That is, I was gonna say, that is exactly what happens to me every single time that I go to play anything like that. Anything that's like town management but timed. So, you know, I'm thinking Simpsons right off the top of my head. Is that, right. Like, it got to the point when I was playing that I would just be sitting in bed and I was like, okay, bedtime, I should take my 10 or 15 minutes to sit here and manage my Springfield. And that's even worse because it sends you text messages. It's like, hey, are you ever going to rebuild Springfield? Are you ever going to come back and check your town? And I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah, and again, like, there are fun things. And I was saying to myself, like, you know, I think maybe that next time when I play, I'm just going to ignore all my chores and just go in, like, my house. I've been putting so much work into paying off the upgrades that I have all these empty rooms now to fill with furniture. And as I get furniture that I think I would like, I just throw it in, like, your storage locker. And I have like 3 pages of storage locker, and I need to get in there and just, you know, do some feng shui and set up my Nintendo room up in the attic and set up my kitchen in the side room. I'm going to be putting an office in at some point. again,
with a computer where your little guy can sit and podcast.
Yeah, I got a little laptop that looks a hell of a lot like a MacBook, and I got a little kitchenette set. It's interesting. It makes me sound like an 8-year-old girl, as a lot of people have been saying, but it is a lot of fun. And I have a money. Here's a tip to end on here. Your local fruit really sucks, because when you sell your local fruit in the shop, you only get like a fraction of the bells that you would have gotten if you had sold it at another shop. So what I did was I just amassed a vast army of peaches. And I went to Scotty D's, shout out to Scotty D, I went to his town, and I sold it, and I made like 500 grand in bells.
That seems like an excessive amount of bells for cherries, but I mean, I'm not actually an expert in conversion rates.
It's peaches, actually.
Peaches.
And okay, perfect sorry. Peaches. And I was like, guess what, Tom Nook? Here's your money. Put in a basement. Come back the next day. Guess what, Tom Nook? Bam! More money for you. And I'm just rolling in bells, I'm telling you.
You are. And I think that really the key to this whole Skype thing working is you can't move fast. It seems like when you went bam, the whole feed went out. So
I broke everything again?
Well, not everything, everything.
Just my camera.
Don't move. Just don't move. Okay. Don't move. Okay. Well, then you might as well be just a frozen screen cap.
I'm doing
pretty
good.
Oh no! Wow, you were actually really good at not moving. I thought it broke again. Oh man! So are you still enjoying Animal Crossing?
I am. As much as I joke, and it does feel like really chore centric, but that's half the fun, is just getting in there and paying off the bills. And eventually, I'll get around to like the other stuff, like collecting fish, and you know, I think this Saturday there's a bug off. So I'm going to get in there and try to catch the biggest bug for a trophy.
Oh, a bug off. I was like, I don't understand what that is.
It's like, it's like a competition, and the entire town gets in on it. So during that day, they like shut down like the mayor's office and stuff. And you'll go around trying to catch the biggest bug. And you'll, at the end of the day, they'll have like an awards ceremony and tell you who won. And oh, I got the nightclub. So KK Sliders in the nightclub rocking his beats. I'm trying to figure out how to get his music, but I can't for some reason. But no, I am enjoying it, and I highly recommend it. So Jocelyn, like you said, like remember in 2 weeks you're not going to be playing this anymore. I'm still playing it. And
well, I guess you kind of are technically still playing it, but you're describing it as a chore, and you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's more a joke than anything. It's not really a chore. It's fun to run around and you know, as I'm grabbing fruit off of trees, sounds bad, I'm also talking to the neighbors and getting tasks and little fun errands to run, and it's interesting. It's a lot of fun.
I've also been having a lot of fun with one of my birthday presents, actually. So I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who sent me gifts on Steam. Thank you so much. Best birthday ever. One of those gifts was, and I think it's Babel Rising? I don't know. Joel laughed at me when I tried to say it. So I figured, like, no matter how I say it, it's going to be totally wrong because I can't remember what he said it's supposed to be. But basically, you're Babel. Like, what?
Babel. I don't know.
I don't know.
Greg was talking in the chat room, and I just felt like pronouncing it like that.
So basically what you do is you have, you're this like all-seeing god deity thing, and there's these little people who are being all like heretics and like building this tower, and so what happens, it's like tower defense, but you're basically trying to prevent them from building up the tower. And so each different level, you get new abilities. And then so you have to pick at the start of each level if you want to use, like, fire and earth, or fire and water, or earth and water, or air, and, you know. And so those different things give you different powers and different power-ups in order to basically kill all of these heretics. It's so much fun.
Nice.
I'm smiting left and right. I'm just like, ugh, whenever I need to blow off some steam. Like, probably after the show.
That I was looking at that title. So is it pretty deep, like, or is there just one map and it kind of, is there progression or?
So far, well, like I say, every new level you, well, so far I think I've only played the first four levels, so that kind of makes sense. I was going to say, every new level you unlock new powers, but then I was like, wait a minute, I unlocked fire and then earth and then water, and I think the next one was air, so I'm like, now I've unlocked all the elements, so I don't actually know what happens next. But I think there's something like 65 levels or 70 levels or something, and it does get progressively harder. And so at first, it's just all these little minions, and they're like carrying stone on their back. And basically, they have to run all the way around the tower up the ramp. And when they hit the end of the ramp, they build more of the tower. So it gets higher and higher and higher and higher.
Right.
And then so you have to try to kill them before they reach the end of the ramp and build more tower. So at first, it's just these little guys with the stone, and then after that, you get priests, and they have powers where they cast this, like, dome over top of themselves, and that dome reflects a certain kind of power. So if you have fire and water, then there will be fire and water priests, and if a fire priest comes up, then he has a red bubble over top, and then none of your fire spells will work on him or any of the little minions underneath him. So you then have to wipe them out with your water powers, and if you've just used up all of your water powers and you have to wait for them to recharge, then you're kind of in trouble.
Right.
So yeah, it's really, really, really fun.
So
I'm really enjoying it.
It sounds like it's the opposite of that From Dust game where you also played a god and had control of the elements. Is it called
and
From Dust?
I loved From Dust.
Okay. Yeah.
So much. Yeah, it was the same sort of thing where you were not really controlling the elements so much as you were shaping the land. So you could, like, scoop away dirt, and, like, basically what you were always doing is you were, like, picking up whatever your cursor was over and moving it somewhere else. So you could pick up earth to make craters, you could pick up water to, you know, just move everything around. And then in the end, what you were trying to do was move your tribe from one location to another for whatever reason, you know, whether it was to get onto high ground because a tidal wave was coming or whatever. But yeah, it was the same sort of thing, the all-seeing god power type game. And man, I loved From Dust. Except I could not win the final level of From Dust. I tried over and over and over again, and I never beat it. It was so hard.
Well, I've been keeping an eye on that game, like the Babel Rising, for a while, and it looks interesting. It was on sale during the Steam sale, was it not? Or was it just sort of like the July 22nd
deal? I think
it was.
I think it came, I think it went on like 50% off or something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm pretty sure the regular price is $14.99 or something like that, there. It's not bad. It's a $10 or $15 game.
So are
regular
we
price, and I mean, oh man, Steam sales, you can get it for like $2.
I was going to say, are we going to have like an episode, probably next week, I guess, when the sale is completely over, but like an episode where we just like take our pillowcase filled with candy and just dump it on the table and just, so, oh, I'll trade, I got this, and I got this, ew, who gave me raisins? This is bullshit. And, you know, like, compare what we got for Steam. I mean, I know I got tons of stuff, and I'm kind of tempted by Metro Last Light that's up there right now, but that's like big game.
There are so many games that I've been tempted. I've even, like, I totally forgot. One of our quick news stories kind of reminded me, / the Steam sale reminded me of, first of all, how much fun I had in Skyrim playing it on the Xbox, but then at the same time, I was thinking, on the Xbox, I didn't finish the Dawnguard expansion, and I never bought the, what was the other one that came out?
Dragonborn.
I never bought that one. So I didn't get all the DLC on the Xbox. I didn't play through the one I did get. I didn't get Hearthfire, I don't think, or I can't remember. It was cheap. It was the one just where you can build houses. And the one thing that I always regretted about the Xbox is that you can't mod it the way you can the PC title. And so I was just like, you know what? It's on right now. It's one of the daily deals, and I think it's $36. And I'm just like, I really want it, but at the same time, that's $36, and it's a game I already own, and I paid, like, I got the collector's edition of it, so, I mean, I got the big box, the statue, and everything else. Well, the statue's up there, you can't actually see it.
But your felt cloth map?
Yes, it wasn't actually, there was freaking paper, Ryan, there was paper!
I forgot, I was trying to remember, a 50-50 chance of getting this right, and I was like, no, wait, Jocelyn was pissed, how could I forget that? No, that's a, you know what? The Skyrim DLC sounds like a sweet deal for those who, I kind of picked it up as it came out. I'm actually trying to, I'm waiting for Prison Architect to go on sale. It's actually featured as one of the cards you can get. And
Prison Architect?
Yeah, it's a prison simulator, like you build a prison. it sounds weird.
It does. Like, there was just, like, there was these city simulators, and then The Sims became a thing, and now it seems like every single, like, voting thing on the fan choice sales is all, like, these random simulator, like, prison simulator, and, like, I don't even know, cooking simulator, just all these, like, random weird simulator games, and I'm just like, who plays these?
It's an indie title made by the Darwinia guys, so they're pretty quirky to begin with, and the title's, like, really tongue-in-cheek, where you manage a prison, and, you have to, like, you're a for-profit prison, so you're trying to, like, cut costs, and, you know, you build, like, the wall, and then you build, like, the shower areas, then the common areas, then, like, an office, so you're managing, like, everything that has to do with a prison. It just sounds quirky and fun, and, like I was saying, it's one of the, I don't know who told me this, so I can't give credit, and it might have even been you, so feel free to speak up.
Oh, it was totally me.
Yeah.
Totally.
On the Steam page, there's, like, the trading, or the card, or the postcards next to the big daily deal, so today the featured one is Skyrim, and there's, like, a postcard of Tomb Raider, and then underneath it is the Prison Architect postcard. And someone had told me a few days ago that if you look at the one underneath, that's going to be the next featured deal. And yesterday I saw that.
Yeah, that totally wasn't me.
It wasn't? Oh, I think no. It might have been Wes. I can't remember. But underneath yesterday's was the Skyrim card. So I was like, this theory's panning out. I'm kind of thinking tomorrow I'm going to be buying Prison Architect because it's only 10% off right now. And I know it feels weird, like, waiting to buy stuff for it to go on sale. But support your developers, I guess.
I don't know. Like I said, I know I have 48 hours to decide. And
yeah, that's a lot of time.
By 2 o'clock on Sunday, I'm going to have to make a decision. And I don't know. I mean, I've spent, like, Ryan was teasing me the other day, guys, because he was saying that I was going to end up spending on the Steam sale what I would have spent on buying a 3DS and getting Animal Crossing, which I'm close. But to be fair, I got a lot of AAA titles, and I'm giving a lot of stuff away. So, I mean, it's not like I'm not getting my money's worth out of the Steam sale, because I definitely am. But, yeah, Ryan, your joke isn't so much of a joke.
Please, so, someone please think of the gamers, is what you're saying, is what your defense is.
So I'm at the point now where I'm like, well, I've spent, like, $200. We need to pay rent.
Yeah.
Probably not spend that last 40. but I really want to.
You know what? Just
Skyrim.
Sell a bunch of your cards on the marketplace.
I was looking at that because at first I was like, what is going on? What is this sell my stuff thing? Mm-hmm. And it's you can actually go in and sell your trading cards, except for all of the summer Steam sale cards now are worth, like, 2 cents. Like, you know, you can see the graph. It's like right at the start of the sale, they were like, oh my god, there was so much money, and then it just down to zero.
And well, you gotta, like, hoard them. You hoard them, and like when the sale's over, like when the winter sale hits, oh man, you better believe those things are gonna
be
worth
money.
I'm
gonna be selling my summer cards.
And that's the other thing, too, is that a lot of the higher end titles, like Remember Me and
I so wanted that to go on more than 50% off.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It probably won't until the winter sale. Like, that's kind of the cap. Same with Metro and Skyrim, for that matter. Like, once the winter sale hits, like, you're going to be seeing a jump, probably 66% off, 75% off. So, if you can wait 6 months. And really, you got tons to play, right?
I know. Oh my god, I have so much to play. I mean, just off the top of my head, things that I bought. I got Borderlands 2. I got Don't Starve, which I've also been playing.
Mm-hmm.
I got Tomb Raider, Defiance, Dishonored.
Ooh, you got Dishonored.
I did. And those are just the really big ones that I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, I got... Funny story that I tweeted out. I got Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, uh-huh. the like whatever it is edition, the premium edition, whatever. Okay. And I got it for like $2.99. And I was like, oh my god, I think I got it on like the fan voted section sale. And then so I was riding the bus to work the other day and I was like, oh my god, Roller Coaster Tycoon! I used to love this game. This is so much fun. I'm totally going to buy it. It's only $3. And then I clicked on it, and it's like, this game is already in your library. And I was like, oh. And then I looked at my history, and I'd bought it, like, literally 36 hours before and totally didn't even remember. And it's just like, Steam!
I went through some emotions midweek when it came to the Steam sale.
You emoted?
I emoted a little bit, and I can't remember if I told anybody. I should have, because they say when you emote, you should tell people to protect yourself. I was like, there's nothing on sale this today. Maybe tomorrow. There's nothing on sale. You know, I was just kind of... I was sad, but also happy at the same time. Is that possible?
The same. The first few days, probably the first 3 days of the Steam sale, I spent all my money. I was just like, oh my god, I had to buy all the games, oh my god. And now I find that we're further on, there's either repeats of stuff that was on before, or it's just not quite as, not interesting of a title to me, but it doesn't grab me, it doesn't make me feel like I have to buy, oh my god, if your video had paused right there, that would have been amazing.
I'm trying to get the weirdest, there we go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you watching the stream at the same time? Because maybe that's the issue.
No, I'm not. It's my Skype camera. Yeah, sorry. I was trying to do it without distracting you, but I guess it's kind of hard.
Well, when you sit there and make like little waves with your arms or whatever the hell it was you just did.
It's for the chat room. That's how. Yeah. That's my moves. No, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, man. So, yeah, anyways.
How is Don't Starve? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, man. It's interesting. I have yet to starve, but I have died a lot.
Oh.
There's like... all of these monsters, I guess you can call them, or animals, or I don't know.
Is it pigs?
No, it's not the pigs. I've generally been able to run away from the pigs.
You're not building a fire.
No, I have a fire. There's daytime monsters, too.
I'm trying to, like, spiders.
I don't want to give too much away, because it's randomly generated, and I had a really good time playing it, and I don't, like, part of the playing it was the, what's happening? Part of it that really kind of grabbed me and pulled me in more and made me want to play even after I died. And your life doesn't last very long if you get hit once or twice by things. Like, I mean, I think the first time I got bee stung to death, and then the second time I don't think it was the spiders. I don't think the spiders have killed me, because I, like, those of you that watch the show a lot, you know I don't like spiders, especially of the larger-than-life-size kind. So these spiders, I mean, your little dude on the screen's about this big, and then, you know, the spiders are about this big, so they're sizable, you know? So it's just enough to make me go, ugh, and then I totally avoid them, which sucks, because they're everywhere, and most of their bits that they drop are parts of recipes for later on, which is a part of the game that I didn't even realize was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was basically like you build a fire and then you have to kind of scavenge for food and don't starve and don't get eaten by the spiders. But it's so much more like complicated in depth and stuff than that. It's like Minecraft in that you get dropped into this random location and then you have to gather things like flint and wood and food, and you have to basically survive. So it's a whole lot deeper than that, and there's all this crafting and recipes, and you can like build the science bot that then is like this like wooden scarecrow thing that helps you unlock more recipes. Like, it's actually, it's really fun.
It's I remember playing it when it was in beta, and then I recently tried it again when it had come out proper, And it's interesting. And you can unlock new characters and stuff. And I haven't got that far.
I'm like, I think I've gone 7 days is the longest I've survived. And by the end of the 7 days, because there's this thing that if you find it, it's like there's like four stakes with pig heads on them and then this broken stone in the middle. And if you remake the stone, it's like a respawn point.
Oh.
But when you respawn, dude, shit is crazy. Like, it's this, like, kind of moving, ethereal, like, nightmare-y kind of world.
Right.
It's messed up.
So wait, respawn in the sense that you die and you get, like, an extra chance kind of thing?
Yes. It's, yeah, it's like an extra life. But I think you only have, like, half your health and you only have, like, half of your brain power and stuff, which I think is why it goes all wonky. But anyways... It's a lot of fun, but man, it's crazy. And actually, I just noticed that Leonovd, I know he's always in the chat room and we never know how to say his name, so I'm just going to call him Leo, is the one that sent me Babel Rising. So thank you very much, because I am very much enjoying smiting things.
Smite.
But yes, I was talking about Don't Starve. And Don't Starve is just, I mean, it's regular price, $20, I think. I think it's $19.99.
Yeah, maybe, I don't
and
know.
And it's on Steam sales. Like, I mean, I can't remember what I actually ended up paying for it, but I got a 4-pack, I think, of codes and gave them away to friends and gave one away to the chat room last week. And it's been awesome. So much fun.
That's that game's made by the... You picked up the title as well. I saw it in my... The flurry of activity as you were purchasing things in a drunken state.
I actually wasn't drunk.
No, no, not
being very free with my money for some reason.
Not drunk, just like I don't remember what I bought last night. Drunk on power is what I like to say. But it's made by the guys who did Mark of the Ninja. Same guys. Which Mark of the Ninja is fantastic. That's what I'm saying. You bought it. It's good.
Let's see. Ryan knows better what I bought than I do.
Well, okay. It's funny because I like looking at the activity to see what people bought. And then I'm like, oh, that's a good title. Oh, that's a good title. But, I like to keep tabs on what people are buying so I can figure out what cards I can get from people. It's like, okay. She can get all the Mark of the Ninja cards. And, that's not true. Well,
see, and this is kind of what I guess I understand and don't understand. The whole idea of Steam cards, are you supposed to... Because I keep getting messages saying, oh, message your friends and ask them for their card. And I'm like, I don't want to bug them.
Well, you have to trade. It's like, actually, it's funny. Mm-hmm. Sales Geek, who's in the chat room, we actually did this. He was looking for 2 cards, I believe, to finish his summer badge. And we ended up trading. I needed a couple, too. So it's just like WoW trading, you throw your items in, they throw your items in, you hit accept, and when everything's all good, you trade, and...
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward, and it saves you from having to put it in the marketplace. I haven't done that yet either. I kind of want to try that.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I feel like that's something I will probably do when I don't have cards that everybody else has, because obviously everybody has the summer cards right now, so yeah. I'll probably be holding off on that for a while, but at the same time... it would probably be really easy to stock up on them right now if you were going to, play the Steam trading card game the way some people play the WoW Auction House game. It's an interesting concept anyways. But yeah, so I'm really... Oh, Fallout! I got New Vegas as well.
I did too.
I totally forgot about that. See what I mean? All these big, huge AAA titles that everybody raves about that I bought and I don't even remember.
Well, that's the funny thing. It's like, why would I be trying to mull over purchasing Metro Last Light when I have Fallout New Vegas? And really, like, New Vegas has sort of taken on a life of its own now in our community, in our extended community with Frog Pants, is that, Nicole's been talking about it nonstop. So I think she's got everybody playing it.
That's true. Yeah, so I think that pretty much wraps up what we've been playing. We kind of unintentionally went into our Steam conversation, but that means it's time to give something away to the chat room. So I asked you guys to type, what did I say again? I want me some Batman. So I think we had 1, 2, 3 people, I think.
They wanted some Batman. Give them some Batman.
They also wanted some topless Ryan, and that got a +1 from the chat, so...
Well, my video's not working, for all you know.
He isn't wearing any clothes.
The shirt has been kept on, guys. This is a PG show.
So the winner of that, according to random.org, is Bloodspoon, who wants some topless Ryan. So I'm okay with that. So
wait, are we giving away topless Ryan, or are we giving away Batman? Which one are we doing first?
We're giving away Batman. Good. With some topless Ryan.
No, that's not happening.
So send your emails, and Ryan will get right on that, I'm sure.
You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm shaking my head.
Well, what we actually will do is, Bloodspoon, if you want to shoot us a message over the Gamers in Twitch, then we will get that off to you on Steam as soon as possible. Which brings us to... Oh! We're at our Dogcast plug. Ryan and I really appreciate your continued support of our show, along with the support of our sponsor, Dogcast Systems. You can use the code THEGAMERSIN to double your RAM when you purchase a new gaming rig. 4 becomes 8, 8 becomes 16, but 16 does not become 32. That would be crazy sauce. Head on over to DogcastSystems.com and get your order on. Which brings us to Quickfire News.
Boom. Wildstar devs announced two new races at Comic-Con. Carbine Studios announced that the Chua and Mordesh will be joining Wildstar as playable races. The Chua, smart and equally crazy rodents, join the Dominion, and the Mordesh, a cursed and diseased race, fight for the exiles. In the frequently tweeted words of Joel Duggan, is this game out yet, and where's my beta?
Blizzard is making children's books. The books, which are based on characters and lore of the World of Warcraft, are written by Chris Metzen and illustrated by Blizzard artist Wei Wang. Why are you laughing? Did I say it wrong?
I don't know.
Wang? Anyways, I think Ryan is just laughing at Wang, which, God, so immature.
I know. As soon as I did it, I realized that was inappropriate.
The first story, titled Snow Fight, this is about children, Ryan. Children.
It's actually pronounced Wei Wang. I think that I should have said that's what I was laughing at. You said Wei Wang, didn't you?
I might have. I'm really off my game tonight, guys. I'm sorry.
You did that on purpose.
Oh, man. So, the first title, entitled Snow Fight, is due out November at BlizzCon, just in time for Christmas. Metzen hopes his pet project pops, which would lead to more children's books in the future.
Halo 4 movie gets Emmy nod. Forward Unto Dawn was one of the better video game movies, even though the Master Chief looked out of place and was missing the iconic voice. But I digress. Today it was announced that the streaming/straight-to-disc video got an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Main Title Design. Congrats, Spartan. This bodes very well for Halo TV.
A 19-year-old has created a 20-hour Skyrim mod as a job application. Alexander Veliki spent over 2,000 hours creating a mod called Falskar, which features 20 hours of content, new music, new voice-acted characters, and expands the realm by a third. It has been downloaded over 60,000 times since its release last weekend. Veliki said, "The best way to show Bethesda Game Studios that I want a job there is, and should be hired, is to create content that meets the standards of their incredible development team. We wish him the best of luck," and the link to the mod will be in the show notes.
Cool. Sony Santa Monica scores big sci-fi writer. Have you seen the new Battlestar Galactica? Don't worry, just pause and wrap that up. We can wait. Best cover of All Along the Watchtower, am I right? Anyways, Michael Angeli, which kind of sounds like a race car, best known for his work on Galactica, Caprica, and Monk, has been working with Sony for the past 2 years on a game. Also, the team behind God of War Ascension transitioned full-time to development on the non-God of War project. Exciting.
One of the great things about Comic-Con is all the news, all the new things that we get to see, and all the interviews, which is how we found out that South Park got too big for its own good. The whole reason that there is even a South Park game is because the creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone were inspired by titles they love, like The Legend of Zelda and Skyrim. But trying to emulate open-world style turned out to be a lot harder than they anticipated, which led to the delays in the game's release. However, after cutting out some characters and some storylines, they're back on track and still aiming for the holiday 2013 release window. A link to the Comic-Con coverage will be in the show notes. Which brings us to the fabulous slush loot that we showed off last weekend. Yeah, last weekend. Fridays are weekends.
Sure.
We were both wearing our Gamers In shirts last week, and oh man, I love all of the stuff that's on slush loot. And I'm not just saying this because our Gamers In stuff is there, but I mean, they're doing great work. They have great shirts. I'm very excited to be a part of all of that. Mm. So head on over to slashloot.com and grab yourself a Gamers In tee. Which brings us to our fantastic Borderlands 2 giveaway. So we had quite a few entries for this, and I am so excited because there were some great comments, which were kind of along the lines of what Ryan and I had been saying about our love and hate relationships with Steam mm-hmm. and Steam sales. So one of the comments that we got is saying basically that Steam sales, and this is why I love Steam sales, is you get the games that you're thinking about getting anyway, but you just don't have the money for, and you would have totally missed the experience of Steam games, Steam doesn't make all these games, but you would have missed the experience of playing the game if it wasn't for Steam sales. So that came in from Robin Tech Tips on Twitter, mm-hmm. and I completely agree. Like, for instance, like we were saying earlier on, I mean, I got Fallout New Vegas, I got Defiance, I got Dishonored, I got Borderlands 2. All of these games are huge titles that at the, you know, $30 to $60 price range, I never would have got to experience. But having them down in the $10 or $15 range, like, you have this tiny, tiny little window to get these games at these prices, and it just makes everything so much more affordable, mm-hmm. gives me the experience. Like, it's fantastic. I don't know, Ryan, what do you think?
Well, I mean, a lot of games come out at the same time, like, There are times when there is a game coming out every week, and, you know, it's not all about money. It's all about time. Sometimes you just don't have time to play them, and...
Well, yeah, that's true.
You can just kind of, like, you know, I'll pick up this one, and the other one just sort of slips out of your mind, and you see it as part of the daily deal. It's like, well, this is the perfect time. It's summer. There's nothing coming out. I don't own a Wii U, so there's nothing coming out, literally. or even if you do own a Wii U, there's nothing coming out.
That's what I thought your point was.
No, not really. Because
your console,
Pikmin 3 is coming out. The drought is, the floodgates are opening at some point. But yeah, no, I think that's the biggest point for me, is that I get to pick up a lot of little indie titles that I wouldn't have necessarily picked up because I'm busy playing like BioShock or Tomb Raider, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's a really good point. Like, these are experiences we would have missed out on if not for having them back in our attention.
Very, very true. So our second email came in from Eric, and he said that he just started listening to our podcast. So hi, Eric. Welcome to the Gamers In. Come on in. Pull up a chair next to the fire. And he's also enjoying it very much. So Steam, he says he loves the tons of classic games that are on there and all on the cheap. But he, again, this kind of plays into what Ryan was saying, barely has enough game time to play the one MMO that he plays, which is, of course, WoW, mm-hmm. and some casual stuff on the iPad. Then add to that all the cool newer stuff like Borderlands, and if he gets a free copy, he'd feel compelled to finish it so that the gift wouldn't be wasted and languishing in his Steam library like it sounds like everything else, which is something that Ryan actually brought up on Twitter. He was so kind as to send a link to a tool that will tell you how many games you have purchased, what the purchase price was, and how many you have purchased, installed, and actually played.
Yeah. So
it's like the Steam shame tool.
It's really bad. It breaks it down. It tells you how much your collection is worth, not necessarily how much you actually spent on the entire collection, but it's still an interesting large number, and and also, like,
it's good to know.
It's like slash played on WoW. You don't really want to do it, but once you do it, you can't look away. You just, yeah. It's like, oh man, I just, and I mean,
I have actually never done that slash played.
You need to. It's half the fun.
I don't want to. Since I've started keeping track of my hours on Raptor, which was, I think I've been using that for a month and a half or 2 months now. I can't remember exactly when I started, but it's recently. I think I'm up over like 400 hours or something. Like, it's bad.
Jeez. Sales geek in the chat room. That's not cool. First it's the Luigi hat, and now it's this topless Ryan meme.
That's amazing.
If you want to support the Gamers In, do not use it. Code. Still buy our shirts.
Oh, man.
Why is it? It's not tasteless when it's me, right? I guess that's a good point. Okay, all right, I'll take it.
Sales geek in the chat room, before we actually say this out loud on the show, are you 100% serious about this code?
Can I use the code? Just set
okay,
it up.
Okay, so, perfect. Sales geek in the chat room, this just happened live. This is just in, people.
Turning my camera on.
If you go over to Slash Loot and pick up a Gamers Inn shirt, you can get $3 off with the code Topless Ryan. all lowercase. Topless Ryan will get you $3 off the Gamers Inn shirt. So head on over and grab one, because that's an awesome deal.
That's a great deal. You know what? I need to order my white shirt, so I might do that.
That just totally threw me off again. The night of being thrown
this
off.
This is a weird episode. Can I just say that? Anyways, no, I was going to say, he makes a really good point about like only having time for WoW, and maybe not a free copy, but I sort of say this whenever I buy a bigger title on the Steam sale. Like, you know what? If I buy it, or I have it in my library and add it to my favorites, which is a very long list now, I'll actually play it. Like, I'll get around to it, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
There should never be a moment where you're bored as a gamer when you have a full Steam library, and it's weird.
I'm not sure if anyone actually brought up that point, but I find it intimidating. I sit down and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to play WoW. I'm going to play something out of my Steam library, and then I look at my Steam library, and mine's not even that big compared to other people. Like, I think I'm at something like mid-80s in terms of titles that are on Steam. And so I sit down and I go, there are 80 titles staring me back in the face. I don't know which one to play. And I sit there for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I go, I'm wasting game time. Most of these I'm going to have to install. I'm just going to play WoW.
I've been pulling the indies out, and just like, you know what, I don't have time or the effort to get into Skyrim again or start playing Remember Me again, but I don't have time to play a couple Poker Hands with Claptrap and Ash Williams, you know, and just get a couple games in, and it's small and you don't feel bad about quitting, you know, if you have to run out. But
that's totally why I've been playing Don't Starve and Babel Rising, is because I get to sit down and I play for half an hour. Like, first of all, it was a quick download and a quick install because they're smaller titles. And I think, you know, I played maybe 45 minutes to an hour of Don't Starve each night when I got home from work. And when I work 12-hour shifts. So when I get home from work, I'm literally out of the house for 14 hours when you factor in commuting. So when I get home, I only have about 2 hours before I have to go to bed. So, I mean, I don't want a big, long install time. I don't want a big, involved title. I want something I can sit down at, die, and then go to bed.
Yeah. I wish I had more time. I almost... You know what? I say this every time they have a giant Steam sale, but there needs to be, like, a holiday for gamers after each Steam sale where we just get, like, we get a day. You have to prove you're a gamer. You got to show your nerd card. And you just get a day off. Like, why is there no nerd holidays? Veterans get a holiday?
Yeah, really. Where's our nerd holiday?
That's a poor comparison. They deserve every day they get. I mean, really, but
bad. I was trying to support you there, but I was just like, oh, the emails.
I was joking, of course, but I'm not about our holiday. I mean, we don't deserve one, but we should have one. It'd be nice.
So entry number 4, actually, from Wenzel, did say that, he loves getting all these games for so cheap, but then ends up with a big backlog. So his strategy is, over the years, he's learned to just buy what I plan on playing over the next 6 months, because that gets him to the next Steam sale, which is true. There's always one in the summer, and there's always one in the, like, right around Christmas. So,
So it's like
that way you get it. You get basically your library that you plan on playing for 6 months, and you get everything cheaper, but you still get the big AAA titles. So
it's like
that's a really good strategy if you have that kind of self-control. I don't.
Well, okay.
Especially with the app. The Steam app has been killing me because it's right in my hand and I'm bored and I'm checking it every like 5 minutes, even though I know it doesn't change. I'm like, should I? No. Should I? No. Maybe this time. No. Stop it, thumbs.
That's really true. Like, in the back of my head, before the sale refreshes, I'll remember to go on and check, okay, was there any from yesterday that are going to fall off the sales that I need to buy? And I guess from now on, I need to be like, you know, what would Wenzel do? You know? It's like, what would, you know, that should be our new mantra. What would Wenzel do?
WWWD.
What would, yeah, that makes sense. Triple W dot D, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, and I mean, most of the comments that we got were Steam sales awesomely suck. From Kev Knowers is the one that put that so eloquently. Mm-hmm. And he's comparing Steam sales to Humble Bundles, which I know, Ryan, that is something that you do a whole lot of, is the whole Humble Bundle idea, mm-hmm. where, you know, you get, what is it, it's pay what you want, and you get five titles, and if you pay more than the average, you get the fifth. Or is it five titles and you get six?
Yeah, you always benefit by paying over the average because usually that's how you get the extra games. Like, the Humble Bundle's crazy where they'll give you, like, six games up front. And then if you pay over the average, like, you'll find a week later that it's like, you know what, guys, this is going so awesome. Here's, like, six more titles. And they, you know, my Steam library is filled with indies. And Humble Bundle has been great because they actually recently... or within the last year, expanded to music and books. So just last night, it's affecting my iTunes library now. So now I've got, like, the entire library of Jim Guthrie. And it's just way too much indie Toronto rock. It's crazy. he's the guy who did the Swords and Sorcerer. I always say Sorcerer.
Ooh, Sword and Sorcery? Yeah. I almost picked that up. I was this close.
That game is neat. It's neat. I might have a code for you, so don't buy it.
Okay.
From the Humble Bundle.
It was like $2. Yeah, well. I still didn't buy it. See, and that's the point. I'm at the point now where I'm just like, you know what? I'm at, oh, I don't know, what did I say earlier? Around $200 that I've spent. And so now, even though things are like $2.99, $1.99, $1.34, I can't even remember what game that was, but it was one that I wanted to play, and I was like, but that's $1.34, and Steam, you've got so much of my money. Like, I need to stop. It's like an intervention with myself every single time.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? I haven't done this, and I don't really want to, but it's kind of like, all right, Ashley, you're going to sit down with me, we're going to look over the Steam sales, and you're going to watch me buy stuff, and you're going to be like, you really need that damn, how many hours is it going to take to beat? When was the last time you beat a game? You know, just have that, like, conscience, you know? So... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't do it because I know at that point it'll just be like I won't be able to buy all the great games that I want. Not, you know, but you should pull Joel in and see what he says. Just have like that second voice.
No. Yeah. Rent, Jocelyn. No. Smack.
Rent. Who needs rent?
Oh, man. So, Ryan, do you want to read this next email from Wes?
Wes gave us a really cool little story about Mr. Moneybags and how he hates the Steam sales because he's already got everything and now he's noticing that it's like 75% off, which is very correct. Like, sometimes I'll see titles that are like 75% off when I bought them full price and haven't even touched them, a la Borderlands 2. That was his first part. His second part is he says he personally loves Steam sales and he loves getting games that he's wanted to play so badly. Or has played and lost the discs, I'll probably follow
through. Okay, so that's actually a really interesting question. Like, mm-hmm. Ryan, you just recently bought a house and moved. Mm-hmm. I've moved every single year, once a year, for the past 10 years. So I move a lot. Have you ever lost games?
Not from moves, but I've lost a game from borrowing it, lending out games. So, ooh. Like
PC titles or console titles?
Actually a PC title when I moved away from home, actually. I was thinking more along the console range, but we'll keep it to PC here. Warcraft 3, I actually left it at home, and I lost the CD key because it was written in the back of a book. And the great thing about Steam is that it's all in the library, even the CD keys. You know, it's great. And, I've definitely lost my fair share of games.
Yeah. So... I was just going to say, Warcraft 3 is actually the perfect example because that is a game that basically ever since I got into StarCraft, which was Christmas because Joel bought it for me at Christmas. Ever since I got into StarCraft, I was like, oh my God, I friggin' love StarCraft. Mm-hmm. I want to play Warcraft 3. I had the battle chest in my hand for $25 and I didn't buy it. Because I was like, no, we don't have the money right now. This is too much. Am I really going to play it? Do I have the time? Blah, 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 blah. Should I even bother?
What would Wenzel do?
I didn't. What would rental do? And I didn't get it. In the end, I walked out of the store without the battle chest. Is there a difference between the instant download, instant gratification, you don't actually really see the money changing hands of Steam versus actually being in a brick and mortar store and having that box and that disc in your hands? Is there a difference there? Because there definitely is for me. I mean, that's the perfect example. What about you? Is money just money for you and it doesn't matter? Or is just being in the store and making a purchase different?
Yeah, it is different because, and this is going to make me sound like I have social issues, but like usually where I buy games,
you don't leave the house, do you?
I don't like going to stores to buy video games. Like, I am dreading the PS4 release because I am going to have to go to like a place where there's a crowd of people, try to like deal with all that shit. I don't mind talking to certain EB people, but like where I buy most of my games is at Walmart because I usually have credit there. And you have to ask somebody, you got to get it out of the case, then you have to try and explain to them like what you're buying, and it's like too much work.
Walmart because of that.
Well,
all of their PC titles are all out with the rest of the software, but for some reason their console stuff is always, it's behind the glass, you can't pick it up, you need to go find a person, there's never a person. It's such a pain in the ass.
But why do they do that? Like, why?
I think it's probably because, like, well, at least before video games became a really big thing, when video games first came into Walmart, I remember they had, like, a very, very small section. Okay, Ryan, I fixed the video thing. Stop turning it on and off.
Oh, you did?
I think so. The more you mess with it, the more I'm just like, no.
Sorry. So, I thought I was doing good.
Being helpful? No, not helpful
all
right. at all.
Well, I'm so, leaving alone.
Yeah, just don't touch anything. So when they first came, there was like, I think, two slidey doors worth of video games in Walmart. It was a very, very small section.
Mm-hmm.
And Walmarts are huge, huge stores, and they're only getting bigger. So I feel like it's probably a serious security risk because, I mean, if you've only got one person in the electronics section and there's two aisles of video games now, then they can't actually be watching video games, and that's what all them hooligans want to steal is them video games.
They all watched that Simpsons episode where Bart stole Bloodstorm or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
You know, and that was with the glass case. But the one great thing, Wes also says something about, like, buying, like, Quake Anthology and the Unreal Collection and, like, these big, huge collections and kind of, like, obscure older titles that if you went into Walmart and said, I'd like this, and they're like, they look at you like you got three heads.
Mm.
I recently experienced that. I went to pick up the new 3DS game. Now, Shin Megami Tensei. Try saying that to a Walmart person who, you know, granted they're doing their job. You know, Ashley's little sister works at Walmart, and I have this conversation with her, and she's like, they're just there to work. They aren't gamers. They don't know what comes out. And I actually usually have good luck when I buy Nintendo titles because the woman who's there working on Sundays usually knows, like, oh, I try to have the Nintendo titles out on Sundays because I know you guys really like your games on Sundays. But I said Shin Megami Tensei 4 to the guy, and he's just like, Shimashami Shubidisham? What? What's he trying to... You want to... what's those rag things?
How about I just give you the keys?
Yeah, I'm just like... Yeah. No, he didn't do that. I'm like, it's for the 3DS. It's the big box over there. I usually go over and scope where it is, find exactly where it is, and I grab him by the hand. It's like, oh, just come with me. Hold my hand. It's over
It'll
here.
It'll be okay.
It's going to be all right. Shimashami is right over here.
That just, yeah.
Steam sales. That's why Steam's so great. Because you can go in there.
You don't have to talk to people.
I don't have to talk to people. That's the point.
Some crazy abductor guy.
Yeah.
Come over in my van. I have some shimishami.
That's what all the kids are into these days.
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely can get on board with that, saying that, you know, like, it's all the older... Like, for instance, Roller Coaster Tycoon. That's a huge thing that I used to play all the time. I'm not 100% sure where my discs were. I'm pretty sure I had Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, so buying 3, the Platinum Edition with all the DLC and everything else, I'm going to have some fun making me a theme park. That's going to be awesome. The chat room thinks you made that game up.
If the video is still working, I can prove it's real. Okay. Shin Megami Tensei 4. Shimashami 10-4.
Shimshami, all right. So the last one we got, because we gotta move this along now.
Yeah.
But the last email we got was from Insane, like Insane, and saying that he really loves Steam sales, and the users always win, which is really a great thing to wrap up with, is that in the end, the user, the consumer, always wins. It's a very consumer-friendly event. Like, I mean, geez, the amount of money, I know I've said, you know, over and over again, $200 is the price that I spent on Steam games, but I mean, the value that I got out of that $200, I probably saved a good $800, because I never bought a game that was less than 75% off. Most of the time, 75, 80, 90, you know, I was buying things for $2, $3, $10, you know, it was, in the end, good deals. So that brings us to who actually won our Borderlands 2 giveaway, and that was, what would Wenzel do?
Oh,
which
Wenzel
actually worked out really well.
It did.
So yeah, that again was a random number generator between everyone that sent in their emails, so we thank everyone that sent in the emails, and Wenzel, if you want to shoot me an email or a message, I'm not sure if I have you on Steam, I don't think so, you can send an email to info@gamersandpodcast.com with your Steam info, and or an email where you want me to send the Steam game, either way will work, and yeah, but I mean, we could be friends on Steam if you want.
That's true, and it was Borderlands 2 and the season pass.
Oh, I forgot! We also added, about midway through the week, we added the Seasons Pass with all the DLC to that Borderlands 2 giveaway. So, enjoy! And Ryan and I both have Borderlands 2. We're just picking it up, so you'll be able to play with us if you want to. If we're friends on Steam. Want to be friends on Steam? Let's be friends on Steam.
Let's do it. Let's kill some people in Borderlands 2.
So that's it for giveaways this week, but, and actually now that I've got the video working, hopefully.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be some gems in there.
I'm sure there's going to be some gems, but our giveaway for next week is a copy of Defiance. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. And again, this is a title that Ryan and I are picking up, actually brand spanking new. We're going to be streaming it tomorrow. So, yeah, we're going to be streaming our start of playing Defiance tomorrow, and so we want you to come play Defiance with us, so we're giving away a copy. And this week, the giveaway is going to be the person that does the best screen grab from this video with the best caption.
Yeah.
So have fun with that, guys. I'm sorry that we couldn't get the video working until right at the very end, but, I mean, there's got to be some great freeze frames in there, I'm sure,
yeah,
of me shaking fists and Ryan making faces or doing crazy squiggly arms or whatever.
Try to keep it clean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're the one who's been topless the whole episode, so, I mean, come on. Which is also a reminder, use the code TOPLESSRYAN at Slash Loot to get yourself $3 off the Gamers In t-shirt. So,
get you sales geek. That's the last time I trade cards with him.
That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for sticking with us this week, guys. I know it was a bumpy ride, but hopefully with our streaming tomorrow, we'll get everything figured out. So if you want to visit us on the web, you can do so at gamersinpodcast.com, or you can email us at info@gamersinpodcast.com. You can find us on amove.tv, along with other fabulous podcasts, including StarCast, Campaign Roundtable, Biggest Fan, and This Week in Blizz. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GISGamer. Ryan is at R. Murphy, and don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. You can also find us on Facebook and Google+. Before we go, I just want to give a quick shout-out and thank you to my brother Greg for creating our awesome music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We would also like to thank Joel Duggan, who does all of our graphic work. You can find him and everything he does at joelduggan.com. So thanks for staying at The Gamers Inn, and remember, tune in next week. Bye!
What would Wenzel do?
What would Wenzel do?
Skype. Is it me you're looking for?
It'll let me say dick.